Peace be with you. Salaam alaikum. Thank you for tuning in to The Dean Show. We're here at the Mass Iqna. I got a special guest when I come back. You heard of Tyrese Gibson, right? Well, Tyrese Gibson came across a video and he texted it and he was fascinated by it. Now, the person who made this video that Tyrese Gibson, after his good friend Paul Walker died, is here with us here on The Dean Show. That's right. When we come back, don't go anywhere. This exciting episode. We're going to be talking about this video that really fascinated Tyrese Gibson and what was the message in it here when we come back on The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
Kemal Saleh.
How are you going?
How
are
you doing? All the way from Australia.
Very good to be here.
How are the brothers in Australia?
Very good, alhamdulillah. I send you this salam.
Assalamu alaikum to them too. Assalamu alaikum to everybody in Australia. Got a really great community there.
Definitely.
Alhamdulillah. You're doing some wonderful work. May Allah reward you, the Creator reward you. You got a text message. Somebody texted this video you did. It was called, what was it called?
Meaning of Life.
The meaning of life. Some people are seeing, you know, some of the video here. These guys are like hitting a guitar, and the other guys like got on some drums. And what's this all about?
Well, basically, it's a video to make people think, make people ponder over their meaning of life. You know, many people are lost in this delusion of this world, whether it's the fast cars, the women, the drugs, the alcohol, the music, the movies, the entertainment. We're all just in this illusion of this world. So it's made to make people get out of this illusion and start thinking about what is your meaning in life. So that's the basics of this video.
Now, what happened with Tyrese Gibson? You know, his friend, you know, that's the ultimate reality, death.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, people, again, with the whole you only live once, Paul Walker, famous, Fast and Furious, you know, at the prime of his life.
Yes.
He got in a car accident. And then Tyrese Gibson, I guess now that's his best friend.
Without
sad incident happens, but he came across your video. Were you shocked, surprised?
At first I was shocked, but then I was happy. You know, because it's tragic. It's not just Tyrese Gibson, it's absolutely everyone that's alive. Whenever death comes upon anyone, it makes them start to think and ponder over their purpose in life. As Allah says in the Quran, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. That verily this world, your rivalry in this world deludes you until you visit the graves, until death overcomes you. Then it makes you think, what am I doing here? Where am I going? And you start to think about your purpose in life. So it's a sad reality that affects every single one of us. Until death hits us, we start to think about these things. And it's good that this is the way Allah brings us back to Him.
That's very, you know, true. Many people, they don't reflect about this ultimate reality, you know, just chasing the material world.
Everyone falls into this.
And Tyrese Gibson, we sent out a special shout out to him, you know, trying to give him, you know, some advice. Also, a lot of these celebrities, when a tragedy happens and it happened to, you know, someone who was taken away that was close to him, he said that, look, this, what was the exact tweet now that he said about your video?
I'm not sure. I think he said, this gave me life.
This gave me life.
Like, understanding your purpose with everyone. Yeah. This is a message from Allah. You know, it's not from me. I'm nothing special. But when you talk about what Allah has sent, that hits the hearts. That is what penetrates the hearts.
That's the interesting thing. At that moment of vulnerability, a person sees that, you know what, I'm going to be in the grave tomorrow also. Doesn't matter how much money you have, and they see the, like he did, what that message in the video, it just makes sense. You know, Islam makes sense.
Islam,
it's not, it's not something
rational,
that, it's very rational.
Very rational belief. You don't need to take a leap of faith to believe that a creator is in control of this universe. You need to take a leap of faith to believe that everything came from nothing. That requires a leap of faith. But to believe that, you know, a creator created you in an impeccable form, with amazing eyes that are better than any camera you can ever get. Like, I mean, I'm into my videography, and I can guarantee you this, that nothing compares to the human eye. So it's rational to believe that it's an intelligent desire. This is a rational belief, so we've got to get people to start thinking with their minds.
But now, what do you have to say? Some people, you know, they're drawn to Islam. They have an affinity to Islam because it just goes with the innate fitra, nature.
The fitra wakes up.
But now, you know what, when they start to share maybe with their friends, it's not the most in thing, the most popular thing. Yeah, what do you got to say about that?
Unfortunately, the shaitan, he does a beautiful job of distracting us and beautifying everything around us. You know, it's even the most lowly of things, he'll make it look so beautiful. I don't know how the shaitan does it, but he'll distract you with the most, you know, fragile of things to keep you away from pondering over your purpose in life. So we've got to start penetrating the hearts, we've got to start penetrating the minds, bringing people out of this delusion of this world to start thinking about their purpose.
We're going to talk about some more of this when we come back here on the Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
What are we doing here? And where are we going to go? It's like we just woke up one morning and then it's welcome to the show. Don't ask any questions, just go with the flow. Make as much money as you can and try your best not to get broke. Copy everything you see on the TV, from the hairstyles to the clothes. And don't think too often, just do exactly as you're told. And if you ever get confused, then just turn towards the alcohol. You'll still hear your thoughts, then just turn up the radio as you learn to live a lifestyle of drugs, sex, and rock and roll. But in all honesty, I just need to know, is there more to the cycle than growing and getting old? Living and dying just to leave behind a happy home and a whole lot of property that somebody else is going to own. I just really need to know before the casket's closed. Cause I'm not willing to gamble with my soul, nor am I ready to take any chances. These are just simple life questions and I'm just searching for some answers. Like, what are we doing here? And what is our purpose? How did we get here? And who made us so perfect? And what happens once we go? Or is this world all really worth it?
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show, Tyrese Gibson. Look, if you're tuning in, we got the brother who made the video that penetrated the heart of Tyrese Gibson and so many millions of people out there. I mean, they got to benefit from that. Now, the thing is that, again, going back to the, you know, we're not trying to, many people are trying to win a popularity contest with their friends, you know, with competing with the different actors, the celebrities that are out there trying to win this Emmy and that Emmy. But now, many people forget about impressing the one who created us. Right? So now, let's say a person, again, Tyrese Gibson specifically, let's say he saw this, it's made by a Muslim. The message is clear. But again, now maybe he goes to, you know, Reverend Run, his friend, or some others, and they start sharing this, and they start saying, you know, Muslims are terrorists. You know what I mean? They start to, you know, it's not the cool thing. You might lose some of those friends, right? What do you say? How do you look past that? Well, get past that, the strength to accept this truth.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank Tyrese Gibson because he's done a big job in dispelling many misconceptions that are out there. So I really thank him for that, and we acknowledge that. He's done very,
absolutely,
something very good that we can benefit from. However, you're right. Sometimes da'wah isn't the cool thing. In some instances, it is cool to be the Muslim kid. You know, amongst Muslims at conventions like this, it's cool to be a da'i. But then at times, people will frown at you, or, you know, with all the misconceptions about terrorism, misconceptions about, you know, we don't even need to go there. But it's not the cool thing to do. So you have to sacrifice from your reputation to give the da'wah. And as we know, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest of all creation, he was ridiculed, he was abused, he was called the worst of names, even though he was the best of men, best of creation to have walked this earth. So if he went through it, why shouldn't we?
Yeah. The brothers now, people are seeing these two brothers. Now, they were also, I believe they were, what were they, dancers, like in the club?
Yes. They're my two friends.
They're your two friends.
I really respect them.
They were out there, you know, promoting the nightclubs.
Yes.
Look, the brothers, like, you know, these two studs, man, they were out there getting the women's, hanging out, doing everything that, you know, people want to do. But now they're on the Dean. Tell us a little about these brothers.
To be honest with you, I myself, I used to, before I got into the Islamic spoken word, I used to be, may Allah forgive us, but I say it for the benefit of the viewers, I used to fall into the trap of, you know, the jahil music, the rap music, and all this. And the funniest story is, Ayman, the brother from the video, the first time I ever met him, I was trying to buy concert tickets off of him for a rap concert, which, alhamdulillah, never actually went into happening. And that was the first time I ever met him. And then I added him on Facebook, and I'll just see all his pictures at clubs and this and that, and it wasn't the best of things to look at. And I slowly became religious just before he became religious. And the next time I met him, it was at Medina, in the Prophet's city. So to see that, how far he had changed, like subhanAllah, we both changed roughly around the same time, it was so inspiring. Because I used to look at his pictures on Facebook and I'd say, This brother, you know, we ask Allah to guide him, but it doesn't look like it's happening.
Subhanallah,
Allah guides whom He wills, how He wills. And his brother was in the clubs, you know, promoting, dancing, everything. But subhanAllah, Allah guides whom He wills. And it was the most inspiring feeling to have seen him in the Prophet's city. It almost brought a tear to my eye.
So these brothers now, they had lived for satisfying their cardinal desires, and for winning those popularity contests, for fitting in, for the status.
That's how Allah explains the dunya in the Quran.
Yeah, but now they're living for a higher purpose.
Allah.
They came to Islam, to the submission to the Creator, not the creation. And Islam is not something that you just blindly jump into. Islam actually provides the proof and the evidence. And you actually made a video talking about some of these evidences in the Quran. So for the skeptic out there, he's like, come on, all religion is just, you know, you got to just blindly believe. That's not the same thing with Islam, is it?
Again, with death. It was death that woke up our brother Ayman. It was death that made him realize, you know, hold on. You know, life isn't just parties, music, day in, day out, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. There's something more deeper to life, you know. Allah didn't create this in vain. You know, He didn't give us this impeccable body just for us. Something so vain as partying every Saturday night. There's something deeper. And when he realized that, he gave everything up. And I think one beautiful thing about this story in particular is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum fil jahiliyyah, khayrukum fil deen." The best of you in ignorance are the best of you when you come to the religion. And it's funny because they used to promote clubs and dances and music festivals, but now they're promoting Islam. Literally, they go out, promote Islam, they go to music festivals and tell people, come to the mosque, come to the masajid. And that's just an awe-inspiring scene just to see such a thing.
What is it about Islam? On the one end, you go to the parties, you know, you go ahead and you do what people do. You work hard during the week. You go out on the weekends. You kick it. And you experience some kind of enjoyment, right? And why would someone want to give all that up? They gave all that up. What is it that you experience in Islam that makes you give that up?
The enjoyment is not a true enjoyment that you feel at the clubs. The enjoyment is not a true enjoyment that you feel while you're listening to music. It's a temporary enjoyment. As soon as you know those notes stop playing, and those endorphins stop, the hormones stop, and the chemical reactions in your brain reacting from the music stop, it goes away. It's empty, empty, empty. And only in the remembrance of Allah do the hearts truly find rest. And this is a true, true tranquility and rest that isn't temporary like in music.
Now, can you buy some of that? Can you buy that? I mean, you're paying to go to the nightclub. You're paying for the six pack. You're paying, you know, for that pain, actually.
Well,
you
get
it's
for free, but it's the most valuable thing on the face of this planet.
Yeah.
That one of the scholars says, he says that if the disbelievers knew what the happiness that we feel, they would want to steal it from us with their swords. And that's the happiness we feel. It's tranquility, and it's a real, permanent, eternal tranquility.
Priceless. Priceless, but it's free. But do you want it? That's the thing. Do you want it? If you want it, we're going to be talking about how you can get it too here on the D Show. Don't go anywhere.
The ignorance of the insect can be shown as an example of humanity. Just as the insect is fooled by the bright lights of a trap that would eventually destroy it, man is also fooled by the bright lights of this world, which would also destroy him. Although many men have been fooled in the past, some have managed to run away from the fire before it consumed them.
My name's Ayman, I'm 26, and a couple of years ago I was a club promoter, dancer, you know, big on social media, and just everything that wasn't right in life. I was blinded by shaitan, like the glitz, the glamour. I'd think to myself, being what I was, used to be a dancer, jumping in the middle of a circle and having all eyes on you and making people clap and cheer. I thought that was glamour. I thought that was, wow, what a rush.
My name's Noor. They used to know me as Noah. Amon's my best friend. Been mates with him since high school. We used to go out together, do everything together, you know, the promotions, the festivals, the whole lot, you know. At the time when you're there, you're enjoying it. The way the environment is, girls coming at you, the lights, the music, your heart pounding, and you know, the goosebumps, and you know, the really good feeling that everyone wants to search for.
And shaitan did, you know, he beautified everything around me, you know, from women to money to acquiring more, and he made it look so good that you wanted more. And if you took a bit, you weren't satisfied, you still wanted more. And I always felt to myself, I can go out every night, you know, Wednesday to Sunday night, and just party and hang out and meet people and socialize, and I'm not hurting anyone. In the actual sense, I was hurting myself.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show, we're at the Mass ICNA convention, and we are talking about some of the more serious things that people should be contemplating, thinking about. Some people right now, there might be a brother or sister, you know what, getting tempted because maybe they're at the university and a friend's been inviting them to this the fraternity sorority party, right? And they're thinking of going, and the person, the brother said, come on, look, honey, YOLO, you only live once. And you know, she's thinking about it, she feels restricted maybe, look, I've been so good, let me just do it one time, right? What would you say to a brother or sister who are thinking of, you know, kicking it now?
I think the most beautiful hadith is the hadith that was in the video we were speaking about before, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says his example is like the example of a man who lights a fire, and that fire attracts so many insects, and they rush at the fire, ignorant of the fact that that fire is going to burn them, just because they're amazed by the brightness of that light coming from the fire. But little do they know that that fire is going to burn them. And it is the same thing with us. We see the bright lights of the nightclubs, we see the bright lights of the music, the entertainment, and all these festivals. But little do we know that if we continue chasing after them, it will only destroy us. If not in this life, in the next life. And it's a scary thought, but wallahi, this is the reality that we can't run away from. You know, death is at our doorstep, and we can't run away from it. So if we die in this state,
That's it. We got one shot now to get
it right. It's a bitter reality. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but this is...
Tell us, what do you see one of the top challenges facing some of the... I mean, we all are going through similar problems and struggles, be it in Canada, be it in the U.S., now Australia. You know, I'm sure a lot of youth, you know, they come to you and they seek your advice. What are some of the challenge? One of the major challenges you see that the youth are facing? And young adults.
May Allah reward brother Norman Ali Khan for his khutbah today, because I think he hit the nail on the head. We have an inferiority complex. We feel inferior. We see everyone else and all the riches that they have. We see the cars that they drive. We see the beautiful makeup and hair that some girls wear. And we feel so inferior. Oh, look at them. Look what they have. Look what she has. Look at her boyfriend. Look at his girlfriend. And we go, I want that. Why can't I have that? Why is everything haram? And we begin to feel so inferior, which in reality is false. Wallahi, we have something that everyone would die for. We have a happiness in our heart that everyone should die for. We have an eternal, the paradise, the abode, the eternal abode. It's unseen, but it's eternal. And this is the best of resting places that we could ever wish for. And we have it. Allah has given it to us. So why do we feel inferior? When everyone else is enslaved to their desires, to their image, as the Sheikh was saying, enslaved to looking good, enslaved to having the best girlfriend, to driving the best car. Everyone's enslaved to these desires. When us, we are only enslaved to the one master who knows what's best for us and who is true to his promise and who has promised us paradise, so as long as we follow as the path he told us to follow.
How could someone in short know that Islam is indeed not a religion organized by man or men, but it's indeed the way of life from the Creator who created man and woman and everything in this universe? How can they be sure Islam is the truth?
It's a process. First, acknowledge your creator. Brush aside everything else. Acknowledge that Allah exists. You know, swallow the arrogance, swallow the, you know, the pride that you have. Be humble. You came from a nutfa. You came from a drop of semen. Be humble. Admit your reality. You were created from the most glorious of creators. It was Allah, the one and only. Acknowledge that. Once you acknowledge that He is your creator, acknowledge that He did not create us in vain. This impeccable world we are living in, this immaculate, amazing, grand world we are living in, was not created in vain. There must be a purpose to it. And we are too naive and too ignorant to figure out that purpose for ourselves. Only Allah, our creator, can tell us why we are here. If you have an iPhone, if you have an iPad, if you have any form of these technologies, the first thing you go to, if you've never seen it before, you go to the Apple Store. Why? Because Apple made the phone that you are desperately trying to figure out how to use. Likewise, you go to your creator. And He'll tell you how to use this body, how to conduct your relations with everyone around you. And Allah has not left us alone. Allah has given us this manual on how to live our lives from the prophets, from Adam, Abraham, Noah, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon them all, with Muhammad, peace be upon him, being the final and seal of all of them. And this is the truth.
What do you say, what do you call Australians, Aussies?
Aussies, yeah.
Okay, so you know, in that part of the world, there was someone who took some people hostage, and we just hate when it's like, oh man, I hope it's not a Muslim, right? We know what this deen teaches, what Islam teaches, what it calls to, and doesn't call to that, obviously. So what do you have with some people out there now who are listening? Maybe a Muslim got his friend to listen. That all sounds good, but why are all these Muslims involved? You know, not every Muslim is, how does it go?
I don't even want to repeat that. I know where you're going.
What do you got to say?
Look, Alhamdulillah, the majority of Australians were mature enough to realize that this action of this man does not represent our religion. They were mature enough to realize that they know Islam, they have Muslim neighbors, they've seen the Muslim sheikhs on TV, they know who we are, and they know very well that this does not represent Islam, to the point that they made a tweet, a hashtag, which went viral overnight. I'll ride with you.
Yes. Yeah.
To show that, look, Muslims, we're in this together. We're against this, you're against this, I'll ride with you too. And that was the most beautiful thing, and it was the most beautiful message to show the world that, you know, Muslims are cool. You know, Islam does not advocate these kinds of things, and you don't have to look far to realize, you know, the Prophet, peace be upon him, Allah calls him mercy to mankind. Who are we to call him anything else?
Last minute we have Tyrese, you know, he was like, I want to meet this guy who made that video, or anyone else who's out there now, they're tuning in. What advice would you give them?
Think, ponder over your purpose in life. Allah, we are only here for what, 50, 60. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the age of my ummah, 60 years, 60, 70 years. We're not here for a long time. We need to think about our purpose in life. We don't want our, you know, the day we are resurrected to be the first day we actually think about, oh my God, you know, why was I here this whole time? We need to think today. Procrastination is only helping the Satan. We're only helping the devil by procrastinating any longer. We need to think about why we're here. Give us some thought. Give us some thought, some deep, deep thought. Struggle and strive. Like Allah teaches us in the Quran, those who strive in the cause of Allah, He will guide them. He will guide them. So strive, and we ask Allah to guide our hearts towards Him. Because even, you know, as Muslims, we ask for guidance.
We started with peace, went with peace. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Nice.
It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Jazakallah khair. And thank you for tuning into the Deen Show. So really reflect upon this beautiful advice. Think, ponder. Why are you here? Just to party and play? Make a little money, a little dough, and then you spend it, and then what? Or you accumulate a lot of money. And then what? You die and leave it all behind. No, there's got to be more to life. But you have to be sincere with yourself. Do you want to know really why you've been created, why you're here, what's the meaning of life? Begin by asking the owner who created your life, who gave you this chance right now that you have. And are you going to just waste it? Because death can approach at any time. So start to sincerely ask the one who created you to guide you. And then take it from there. Simple as that. Give you a little bit of homework. And then tune in here every week to The Dean Show. Subscribe if you haven't already, and tune in every week. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.